Miles Simmons here at the 2018 Combine with Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network. Also did Rams color commentary for the preseason there. So, DJ, since you were around for that preseason, how impressed were you with the 2017 Rams?
Well, I thought they had something special going. When you get a chance to be around that team at practice and then watch them grow through the preseason, I thought something special was brewing. I did not know that it would be as special as it ultimately ended up being, but to me, you start with the leadership, and when you get the leadership right in place, and Coach McVay, the job he did, the energy that he brought, Wade Phillips on the defensive side of the ball. So I thought they were built from the top to be successful. And then Jared just taking that next step. I mean, you put the pieces around him up front with the offensive line with Whitworth, and then sprinkle in some weapons around him and get the best play caller in the NFL. It was a recipe for success, but just the way they got it cranked up and the consistency throughout the year, you still got to be a little bit surprised how quickly it came together.
Absolutely. So now that we're here at the Combine, we're going into 2018, where do you think the Rams have got to start looking?
Well, look, I always come down to it and looking who's been successful. And you look at the Eagles hoisting the trophy last year, I think they showed as good as you are up front, and the Rams are very good up front, offense and defensive line. There's no such thing as having too much, especially on the defensive side of the ball, on the defensive line. So being able to throw some more fastballs out there on defense, rotate them through, I think that's a good place to go. Obviously, it looks like there's some things changing there in the secondary, so we'll see what happens there and how that all shakes out. But I think that's where I would be looking. Try and keep what you can on the offensive side of the ball in free agency. You got some key guys up there, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them double down and even go more defense.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at one of your mock drafts, and you had the Rams going on offense maybe a little bit before it was in vogue. Why would you go there for the Rams on the offensive line?
Yeah, look, to me, again, you just come back to the trenches and being able to have guys, to me, some versatile players, some interchangeable guys that allows you to get your best five players on the field. I look at some interior guys that can play all three spots. I think you look at Billy Price from Ohio State. You look at James Daniels from Iowa. Those guys have the versatility to play there. You can look at some guys have some tackle guard versatility. Somebody like Connor Williams, we'll see where he ends up sliding in the draft, from Texas, who's a little bit undersized for a tackle, might kick inside, but I think he could hold up outside. So versatility up front on the offensive line I think is huge. You're going to go through injuries. It's going to happen. So this allows you to get your five best guys on the field.
Well, it's true, and the Rams were really lucky last year. They started 15 of their 16 games because they rested the last one, but they started those games with that same five offensive linemen. But, you know, you have John Sullivan, contract is up. Andrew Whitworth is getting older. That's why I think it probably does make sense to maybe look on the offensive line.
You want to have a guy in place a year early rather than a year late, right? So have him waiting in the wings and be able to work him into your system, and then he'll be ready to take over if you do have to make a change there. So, again, I think when you look at the good teams in this league, quarterback's where it starts. You want to get that right. The Rams are set there. And then to me, it's talent and depth, both offense and defensive lines.
All right. Well, Daniel, we definitely appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the Combine. And fans, for more on the 2018 Combine, keep it here to therams.com.